Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, former New York City Mayor Giuliani appeared on CNN's New Day, where he had a combative interview with host Christopher Cuomo, who at one point said of the former mayor, quote, all of a sudden you're in Trump land and the facts are all over the place.
Yeah, Chris Cuomo, of course, has been giving high grades for his work on early morning television. He looks a little like the governor. You know, I'm a twin, David, which was frustrating early in life, as you get blamed for what your brother did. Your brother gets blamed for what you did. So to some degree, you love Cuomo, and Chris Cuomo becomes sort of representation of the governor. And sometimes you hate Cuomo, and there are people who do. I'm not one of them, but I'm critical sometimes. And you ascribe to the brother your feelings about his brother. So it is interesting that the Cuomos have of late been seen as being pro-Hillary, particularly the governor who has been smashing on Trump, knowing that they've got to get along with the woman who is the presumptive president of the United States. And I think there are a lot of people who are like that. It's interesting because I find that the New York Times is not. I think the Times, who has been, you know, certainly anti-Trump in terms of their representation, they would argue that they're just being, you know, honest about the whole thing, but they have gone to the mat. However, I do suspect that what's going to happen is that if and when she is elected president of the United States, they're going to be quite critical. And if you read the paper, you will see every day a question or two about the ethics of the Clintons. The WikiLeaks have been widely reported. The amount of time that they spend on some things which I consider to be sort of old hat, the Clinton Foundation and the WikiLeaks, and there's concern about that. Of course, there's concern when WikiLeaks come out. You've got to run a campaign. You've got to be prepared. But on the other hand, it doesn't rise to the level of Trumpism. This is what in journalism is called false equivalency. You put in a tough thing about Trump and about his attacks on women and misogyny and racism, and then you say, oh, well, there's some questions raised from the WikiLeaks. To me, it's a tough issue for the Times, and I'm sure they struggle with it.
Well, the latest Associated Press GFK poll finds that Hillary Clinton is leading Trump nationally by 14 percentage points among likely voters, 51 to 37. Alan, the headline says, on the cusp of a commanding victory. Is it?
Well, it's possible, but look, the Trump number, the people in this country who are for Trump, hasn't moved a bit. What's leading to the perception that Clinton is going to win is the polls show that the undecideds are coming her way. And yet, we're now finding that a lot of the people who were going to vote, for example, for Johnson for president on a Libertarian ticket, are now moving towards Trump. This is a phenomenon you see a lot. Well, people poll well, third-party candidates poll well. In the end, there are an awful lot of people who believe that their votes are worthless if they don't vote for one of the two major candidates. And as you get towards the end, the forlorn Republicans, for example, are coming home. So Trump's numbers are changing a little bit to him. I personally don't believe a word of it. I think the problem here is you don't know how many people out there respond to arguments that are basically misogynistic or racist because they're not going to tell their mothers and they're not going to tell their pollsters and they're not going to tell anybody. They're just going to go in there and do it. So to me, anybody who takes this thing for granted and has a false sense of security, if you're a Clinton person, is just wrong.
Trump allies appear set to revolt against GOP leaders. That's the New York Times headline, Alan. Conservatives girding for an extended clash on two fronts in the months ahead, one with a possible Clinton administration, one with Republicans who rejected Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know, I think that the Republican Party, and we've talked about this on the roundtable on that first hour, or hour and a half now, we've talked about it again and again, which is that the party, the Republican Party, is in real trouble. As you saw in the primaries, the Trump appeal was immense to regular members of the party. There are a lot of responsible Republicans who reject this kind of thing. Some of them are angry that their more moderate candidates were defeated in the primaries, and they're just holding it against Trump. But some of them really respond to the philosophical argument that you see with Le Pen in France and candidates in Germany, which is keep them out, we don't want them here, they're not like us. It's horrible to me, but it is the way that it is, and I'm sure that many people in that Trump 40% respond to him.